What's up? This is your boy, Brick City's Finest, J.D. Williams. Down here in Atlanta, we checking out 1200 Podcast. You already know what it is. I'm out.
Lil' O, 8900, Braeswood, boo.
Whoa. What's going down, player?
What's happening, man? What's happening with you?
Hey, man, feeling good. Feeling blessed. What a time to be alive, man. New album dropping.
That, man.
It's go time.
Standing your work, man. If you would have asked me, say, 5-6 years ago, would I be interviewing Lil' O, man, I couldn't foresee it, man, but I always bang your music, man. And
appreciate
it's a pleasure
appreciate
to have you
it.
On the show, bro.
Appreciate it. That's dope, man. It's dope to be interviewed by someone that actually appreciates your work, man. I can't wait for you to hear the new album, boss.
Man, you know, I watch a lot of interviews, and a lot of people really don't know who they're talking to or just the cloth or the character or the people that they
yeah.
know. They just ask, like, generic questions, you know what I'm saying?
Of course. That's why I was excited when you said you really knew the music, because I always, you know, I feel, you know, when someone actually knows who they're talking to, but more than that appreciates it, it's even better. You get what I'm saying? And to be honest, this album is for guys like y'all. It's for people like y'all. It's for the people that's been following me this whole time. You know what I'm saying? It's like the amount of pressure and stress and work put into making sure I didn't let people down like y'all, it was second to none, man. And I feel like I understood the assignment and knocked it out the park. Real proud of it.
For sure, man. So with no further ado, man, if you could just take me back to the beginning of the pursuit of this music thing, man. Where does the musical journey begin for Lil' O?
I mean, the musical journey begins on Southwest Houston, Texas. You know, just a young street kid, street hustling, freestyling, rapping over beats, just for the fun of it. You get what I'm saying? And
yeah.
ended up getting caught up and locked up and writing poems. You get what I'm saying? It's like a lot of people thought that hip-hop was always something I you know, had a dream of. But it actually started with writing little poems while it's on lock that rhymed, you know. And, you know, one time Marcelli heard it. It was like, yeah, that's dope. And then, like, the next day, I was just writing again, and he came back to my bunk. He was like, yo, what you writing now? And I spit it to him, and he was like, dope. Then the third day, he came back to me with two other people. And it's like, hey, yo, you know, what you writing today? And by the end of the week, I started to notice the crowd just started getting bigger. They wanted to hear what I said. And I was like, what? And that's how I started, man. And this, you get what I'm saying? And when I got out, the rest is history. And we dropped Can't Stop with my homegirls. You know, y'all know them as Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Beyonce,
right.
Latavia, Kelly, Latoya. And we dropped, you know, a song that still lives to this day, which is just crazy to me. Can't Stop. It's a Texas classic. And that was the start of it. You know what I'm saying? That was, you know, Screw heard it and made it an underground smash, and it's built into the culture now, and that started, you know, 1997, man. The rest has all been a blur, a lot of beautiful blessings and beautiful struggles, but hey, we still here and living an incredibly blessed life, and glad to hear that it's still people that want to hear more of this music, and we're still writing new chapters in one of the greatest stories ever told, in my opinion.
Man. So if we could stay with that song, you know, Can't Stop. First, I want to say, you know, I'm from Jersey. It's not just a Texas classic, man. That is a hip-hop classic. That's a,
man,
that's a staple
thank
right
you, bro.
There, man. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, bro.
So,
thank you. That means a lot to me.
Yeah, no doubt, man. How many attempts or how many songs did you record prior to Can't Stop? Because it seemed like, you know, that hit pretty early. Like, it doesn't seem like it was a lot of trial and error before you put that song out.
That was actually my very first release, you know. Of course, I had demo songs that I had been working. You know, I was very fortunate to a friend of mine was friends with this producer named Grizz. That's who produced Can't Stop. And Grizz was one of the early Rap-A-Lot producers. So he produced stuff for, like, Fifth Ward Boys, Scarface, Ghetto Boys. So even as a young, wild kid, you get what I'm saying, not polished, I was able to hook up with an experienced producer. You get what I'm saying? So the things, when you hear it, that's why it sounds so polished, because I was blessed enough to have a producer that taught me, hey, this is how you double vocals. Hey, relax. You get what I'm saying? It's like now you just see most kids just come straight off the streets. You don't know what, you know, you get what I'm saying? So when people always ask, then Can't Stop sounds very professional, it's because, you know, I was just lucky enough to, the guy that helped me demo up my first track and took me under his wing was very polished. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the homie Grizz.
Yeah, he was actually producing you instead of just letting you do your thing and, you know, fall on your face.
Exactly. He was a real producer at the time with real records out in a real business. In fact, that's how I got my deal, because back then there was a magazine called, Rap Pages. And Rap Pages had came down to, they came down to Houston to do an interview on the Rap-A-Lot sound and the producers. So when the guy that came down there to do the interview, of course, he was interviewing, Grizz was one of the core Rap-A-Lot producers. So when he asked him, hey, what are you working on, you know, he was like, yo, you got to hear this kid named Lil O, man. This dude's raw. And the guy that wrote the article for Rap Page, his name was Bilal I, and he heard it and went crazy. And he said, yo, I just got a new job as A&R at MCA. The minute I start my job, I'm going to come back and sign this kid. And we thought he was playing. 2 weeks later, we got the call, and that's how I got my first major deal.
Wow. So what was the initial who came up with the initial idea to say, hey, it's this group bubbling out of Houston called Destiny's Child. How about we get them for the hook and the video?
First, you got to understand that there was no bubbling at this time. They had never been known to the world. Can't Stop was the debut of Destiny's Child to the world. You know,
so this is before No.
This is before No, No, No.
Wow.
Can't Stop dropped. No, No, No came out, I want to say, like 5-6 months after Can't Stop. But a lot of people don't know that Matthew Knowles, which is Beyonce's daddy, was my first manager. So when Matthew being my manager, he was like, yo, my daughter's singing, got a group. And we all gelled. We became all very close, a tight-knit unit. So when I had a song that needed singing on it, it was just natural to call up the fam. You know what I'm saying? And get them to come sing
on it.
It
was a no-brainer.
And they killed it. Yeah, it was a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
Easy.
Absolutely. So that song also introduced you to Screw, right?
Of course.
What was that like, and how long did it take before you actually became a member of SUC, Screwed Up Click?
It's like the beautiful thing about it, it's like, you know, people ask me that, but it's not like a gang initiation. You know what I'm saying? It's
like, you didn't get jumped in.
Yeah, I didn't get jumped in. It's like if Screw had the most popping, you know, mixtapes at the time. This was when the streets was in a mixtape frenzy. If you had a Screw tape, like, you could literally get jumped for it. You could, you know, you could get girls to holler at you. Hey, well, you know, we kid, hey, you got a new Screw, people, let's roll up our 3-for-10s and ride. And you know what I'm saying? It was come on, man. It was crazy at the time. So I was just going to Screw House to buy some tapes. And I was nervous. I had the test press on wax of Can't Stop. This wasn't even through MCA. Like, I'm talking about, it's now in the Screw Museum, the original wax I gave Screw of Can't Stop. And I just had it, and I knocked on his door, and I was like, hey, you know, came to buy some tapes. Well, by the way, I'm a little old, you know, from the West. I got this song called Can't Stop. Me and my homegirls, Destiny and Child, put it together, man. I just want you to hear it. And, you know, Screw was like, yeah, man, okay, man, I'm going to check it out. And I thought, you know, that's how he talked. You know what I'm saying?
I thought
he was joking. I just, you know, but I was just so happy that I had, you know, it was my first song, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was just so happy that I gave it to him. But I didn't expect, just to be real, my phone rang less than 30 minutes later.
And he was like, man, this thing here, jamming, man. I'm finna throw it on the tape right now. And yeah. I was like, right now? He's like, right now. He said, and then he was like, you need to start coming back to fuck with me. You need to start, you know what I'm saying? You need to start, yeah. And it just started like that. You know what I'm saying? And when he said right now.
You still a college kid at this time, right?
Yeah, but no, I think that this was before that. Wait, where is it? How old am I? 97? Let's see. Fresh. Let me think. Because my first deal. This is crazy, man. You know, 97. I want to say either about to or going in. Yeah.
Man.
I'm not sure, you know, because the year, I'm thinking it's between 95, 97. I'm not doing, you know, because it's such a long, you know. But, yeah,
I got
man.
You.
And he just started calling me back, and that's how I started. That's actually a good question because I'm trying to figure out where I was at the time because all I know is I know I was still heavily in the streets at the time because when I went to Schoolhouse, I went with my homies, Curly and them from Braeswood. And at that time, we was wild. You know what I'm saying? So if they was with me, I was still, you get what I'm saying? So you just brought a smile to my face like, where the fuck was I at the time? You get what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't know the reason I got it in school was I was out on bond. And, you know, it was my first case. And the judge was about, because it had made the front page of the newspaper and everything. Like, people couldn't believe that this kid was doing all this under their noses. And it was like, yo, we're going to body slam this kid. And my lawyer was like, nah, man, this is a good kid, man. He's about to go off to college. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be in school. Mm-hmm. He's going to get out of this whole environment. And that's how I was able to avoid for my first case jail time. You know what I'm saying? Serious jail time because school, and that ended up being one of the biggest blessings, being able to get out the West for a while and be around other kids that, you know, were you know, you saw, you know, it's like you don't know how toxic of an environment you're in till you get out of it and breathe and see other kids. You get what I'm saying? Then
totally
you realize it's toxic. Then I made, you know, because it's like some of my street friends that I've trapped with my whole life, I wouldn't let them know where I live right now to this day because that's how it was. You understood they killed. But some of my friends that I met in college that I don't talk to every day, but if I call them right now and needed anything, they'd be here at the drop of a dime. We're brothers for life. You get what I'm saying? And so it was just a crazy time. But yeah, that's how I started with Screw, and you know, the rest is history. Came back, and then other homies in the clique started hearing Can't Stop, and then you know, like I said, I was already in the street, so a lot of the hustlers that were already at Screw's house knew me. So they were, and they heard me talking about streets. Like Brent's like, I love, look, man, is that little old from Break? What, man, we know that guy. So it was like, you know that dude, and then. You know, the rest is history, and it spreads from there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, who's some of the members that was already there when you got there? You know, Kiki, Pat, Hawks.
That was in the clique or there when?
Yeah. That was already official SUC.
Yeah, the same guys that are here now. Kiki,
okay.
Pat, Hawk, Botany Boys, ESG. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
The whole new
so, I usually don't do this, but I wanted to mention a few of my favorite songs from you and just try to get your mindset or, you know, just give me some backstory to the song. So the first song I got is Blood Money.
Yeah.
First song off the Blood Money album, man. You know, where are you at in your life when you recorded or even wrote it?
Young nigga trapping rocks in his mouth, splitting down ounces of crack with his fingernail. I don't need no razor because it's everyday life. I could split it with my thumb. You get what I'm saying? As raw as it gets. Start your Archie Guest shootouts, young, you know, maker, young, you know, having his way, 80,000 in the shoebox.
Man. All right, next song, Rags to Riches.
Rags to Riches. Woo, man.
That was Lax and Bitches.
That was the culture, man. That was we fucked up. We pulled up. We done rolled up about 30 bats. Screw yeah. here, Pat here, Young here. We just having fun, man. That's Rags to Riches. It sounded like quintessential Screw Tape flow, man. We didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It came out so crazy. It was like, man, we got to keep this shit, man. Shit is crazy.
it really is, though. What year? Is that 97, too? Is that 99?
I want to say maybe 99. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm real bad with, what's the word? Not timing, but what's it? Chronological order? What's the best way to say it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, chronological. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right. 99. All
right, this last song is classic of all classics, man. Player Get Chose, man. I don't even know what to say about that song, man.
You know, you want to know what's so crazy about Players Get Chose?
What's that?
I liked it. I had no idea it would be what it was. I didn't. If you asked me what was one of my favorite songs, there's no way in hell I would have told you Players Get Chose. There's no way in hell you could have told me that song still gets played in the clubs right now like it came out yesterday and people go crazy. I'm gonna be honest. I like the song. It's done so much for me, and then it has sentimental value to me now because a lot of people don't realize I'm the only guy alive on that song now.
Facts. Rest in peace to 3-2, man.
Yeah, I'm the only guy alive on that song. 3-2 is gone. Hawker's gone. Big Mo is gone, so it has a special place in my heart. I'm the last. When I the last of the Mohican, I really am.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
But if you ask me, do I understand the nostalgia behind it, I don't. You know what I'm saying? I'm just grateful for it, man.
From a fan's perspective, I'm going to tell you, it's the attitude behind it. It's raw. It's like take it or leave it, man. You got the one line that just like, listen, you said, then I hit the club balling with a bad attitude. I was like, who you think you is? I'm like, bitch, who is you? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that's the
and that was just me at the time, man. That was just me. That was just me.
That bar is so raw. It gives me every time, like, man, I'm little old, 8900 Braeswood, boo. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man.
I'm already a star. I'm established. Who is you? You know, you can't check me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Real shit.
Yeah,
so it's like I'm just happy with the nostalgia of it, man. And, you know, it's crazy now because now it's so intertwined into the culture now when people run up to me after my shows and they show me Players Get Chose tattoos and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's crazy, fam.
I don't know what you call it, but you know how you guys have like the, I guess the bumper kit with like the lights, you know, glowing or whatever, and say like your neighborhood or whatever.
Oh yeah, pop.
I can imagine all of, the cars that had Players Get Chose. You know,
man, all that from the trunks to the tattoos. To, you know, it's just, you know, that song, you know, it's like I always tell people a lot of times, when you're making history, you don't know you're making history. You know what I'm saying? You really don't. At least back then. You know what I'm saying? Because it was wild.
Yeah.
We didn't know. We didn't know. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know.
Like you say, you're the only guy that's still alive from that song, so that's just a testament, you know. You guys are just putting in the work and not really knowing what the future held. It's amazing.
Exactly.
You got another album out. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations.
No doubt, man. The greatest of all players, man.
The greatest of all players, man. And you got T-Lee.
T-Lee. Featuring the homie DJ Michael Watts. Banger.
Man.
Street banger. Trap banger. Monster. Bossed Up, featuring the homie Wonders, is just quintessential
Texas music, man. When you hear it, man, it's like, it just feels warm, man. That when I start that song off, I say it feels good. The minute you hear it, you just feels right. You know what I'm saying? High sign, you know, it's crazy because high sign, it's just, I think it's that players get chose attitude. I think that's why people are gravitated to that song so much, because it's like, it's Texas slang. It's looking good like a player pole. Man, I love high siding on these hoes. You know what I'm saying? Plenty of rats, bitch. There, it's just the vibe, man. It's the new player anthem. And then we, you know, then the album is incredible, man. We got a new, I'm shooting my new video this week to get that ready. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To premiere that to the world. But the album is just first class, man. It features Bun B's on there. When people hear the little old Bun B record, man. Remember, I told you this. It's called Trill.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna go right in there with the other Texas UGK classics. It's that stellar. The little old Bun B record. You know what I'm saying? I got the homie Kiki on there. Lil Kiki's on there, and it's crazy because you know, me and Kiki have done so many records together throughout our careers, but we realized we had never done a song together where it was just us two rapping. And we was like, are you kidding me? You know what I'm saying? Like, where it was just us two. Of course, we got a lot of songs together where they're click songs, but this was our first song together where it was just us. And to say this is the first, I understood it had to be special. The little Kiki record, everybody is nuts, fam. It's going to smash the streets. I got Big Pokey on there. You know what I'm saying? You know, me and Big Pokey never miss. That's like, that's like, you know, we never miss when we do get up from That's All We Had to we got so many classics together. So the Big Pokey record on there, I didn't want to do a record with Big Pokey unless I felt it could match the nostalgia of all our other records. You get what I'm saying?
Not just doing the song just to do it.
It's gonna smash the streets. The little old Big Pokey record. It's called Paid That Price. I got the young spitter killer Kalyan on there going, man, he lost his mind on this track. You know what I'm saying? He's a beast. But let me tell you something, bro. Killer. On this song, Killer Kalyan is always a beast.
Mm-hmm.
On this song, he lost his mind, man. It's almost like he was rapping for his life. Like, he really showed out for Big Bro. It's like, when you hear how Killer Kalyan came on this song, he left his body. The song is called Did It Again. That's one that's going to smash the streets as well. Great vocals, man. Great singers. Brian Angel from Day 26 came through and blessed me with amazing R&B vocals. I didn't even know he could sing that good. You get what I'm saying?
When people
hear these songs, they're like, who is that? Chris Brown? I was like, no, that's Brian Angel from Day 26. He killed it, you know. Is anybody else? Oh, the homie DJ Chose. I got the homie DJ Chose on a record. And when people think of a Chose record, I think they're going to have a conception of what they think the song's going to be. But I think it's going to surprise people because I didn't go to Cho's world. I took Cho's and brought them to mine. And I think people are going to be real, real shocked and happy with how the song came out. But, you know, the album is just, it's just well put together. It's plenty of records. It sounds good. It was mixed and mastered by Bruce Bang, iMix Studios. You know, it's just... It's just a project, man. In a time where so many people just throw stuff out, I think it's a beautiful time because now you're gonna be able to you're gonna understand when you hear this album. That's not this and this ain't that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is a Picasso moment.
You sound excited about it, man. I am really excited about it, man.
Yeah, I'm so proud of it, fam. Because it's like, you know, the catalog is so, you know, not to sound
you know, not to sound arrogant, but let's just be real. The Lil O catalog is one of the greatest in Texas rap history. You know, how many classic albums? Fat Rap with the Cheese, Food on the Table, Blood Money. These are considered iconic albums. We're not even throwing in mixtapes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
exactly, yeah.
I won't put nothing out if I feel it couldn't match that nostalgia. I just won't do it. You know what I'm saying? But not only did I feel like I matched it, I really feel like I put out the best album of my career. And I think that says a lot because I understand now, almost like, you know, when Bruce Leroy got the glow? or Neo in the Matrix realized who he was. I'm an anomaly, brother. When you listen to most artists, they start up high and you can slowly hear their decline. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have aged like fine wine.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I have aged like fine wine. I age in reverse. I'm better than ever. I have never sounded this good, and I'll stand on that.
Talk your shit, man.
I wanted to say that
you know, I never listened to a Lil O song and didn't get game or something that I can just walk away with. Like, all right, what he's saying actually makes sense. You ain't just saying go out, shoot people, sell this, do this. You're actually giving game.
Never.
Like, if you want to do this, you could, but it's consequences. You know what I'm saying?
I want to say you
somebody that I can come to for wisdom, and I'm sure other people feel that way, but who do you go to, or what do you do? You know, where do you get your wisdom from? Is it strictly life experience, or is it just reading books? Like, where are you getting your wisdom from to give all of us the wisdom?
I'm very lucky to have grew up fast and survived a lot of things, but also to see a lot of different experiences, like whether it was from the streets or college or just traveling or life. You know what I'm saying? So it's a mixture of just seeing when, you know, being blessed enough to be, like I said, it's like, let's just look as far as in just the music. Now, if I'm one of the last of the few guys that's still alive, just the music, imagine my childhood in the streets. You get what I'm saying? It's really, those guys got wiped out like the plague. You get what I'm saying? I still get calls every week from the feds, and these ain't friends. These are like real brothers that I hung with every day. So I understand what I was doing and what I survived. Is I'm just blessed to be here. But my main inspiration, I always tell people, comes from God, man. It comes from the Bible, man. People always, I think they use God for, you know, they think it's about being good. But I always tell people the greatest game, the greatest wisdom is in the Bible, man. There's a story for you to relate to every obstacle in your life in there. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So when some people think you're trying to be holy and righteous when you tell people read, but it's not. It's just the real. If you're any obstacle you're going through, friends turning foes, people betraying you, people talking down, being counted out, what do I have to do to be here? Discipline. It's all there, man. I guarantee you. You can find a story to relate to anything in your life. So once you know God's word, bro, it's just divine wisdom, man. And I just, you know, I've been through too much pain in these streets to just let anybody crash, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know young niggas that I talk to on the phone that I grew up with that ain't never coming home. They ain't never coming home. And it's like they went in when they was 18, 19. You know what I'm saying? And it's like...
Yeah.
I've grown up. It's even hard to. I even got to act a fake like we got the same things in common no more because they ain't grow up. They grew up in prison. You grew up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So they kind of
you keep a smile on your face and try to give them words of encouragement or don't even just they just want to live through you. But the reality is, man, it's like fuck, man. talking to yeah. I know you ain't never coming home. And that hits different. Guys that are in wheelchairs, dudes that are just dead, you bump into some of your friends that you grew up with, kids, and they're grown now. And they're like, man, you know, you get one
yeah.
there? It's just, yeah. I won't let nobody crash, man. My heart won't let me. That's just not how I'm built. You feel me? I've always
yeah.
believed one of the reasons why the music has lasted so long is because you could always get something from it. Yeah, I've always had big club records, the backpacks, the Bet You Can't Do It, but the reason why O is still here now is the streets, the street records, the records where people say, man, this song helped me get through this part of my life, or this song taught me this or that. And I feel that's why it's aged like fine wine, because, you know, the game don't change, just the players.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was going to
yeah.
say. Yeah, the struggle don't
yeah.
stop. People still going through
yeah.
those things.
Yeah, the game yeah. don't change, just the players, man.
Mm. Well, I'm very, you know, I'm very pleased with this interview. I can't wait for the people to hear this. I'm also excited for the album, man. I thank you
Absolutely.
For your time. Before we get out of here, just let the people know where they can follow you on social media. I already follow you on Twitter, but let the people know.
Absolutely. Everything is SUCLILO. That's SUCLILO. That's my Instagram. That's my Twitter. That's my Facebook. That's Snapchat. That's TikTok. Everything. You can always find me on all social media, SUCLILO. My YouTube is Fat Rat TV. And, like, if you follow me, you know I'm active. You know what I'm saying? I'm always
yeah.
letting people know what I got going on. And, yeah, man, I just want to take time to shout out to everybody that's been following me all these years, supporting me all these years, man. Thank y'all so much. The Greatest of All Players album is out. You're not
going right.
to be disappointed, man. For real, man. I can't. I'm so excited for the people to hear it, man. The Greatest of All Players, Lil' O done it again. This is another one for the books, man. And shout out
hey.
To you for having me, boss.
Hey, no problem, man. Listen, after the album is out and, you know, you're doing your press runs, or, you know, you just, you know, about to drop another single, man, we should do this again, bro.
Let's
do it again.
Let's
Absolutely,
do it. I'd love
man.
To talk to you, and you can tell me what you thought of the album.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's do it.